CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief
Sanka. And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest, DJ.
With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Supply. Love me in the
magical. That's what love should feel like. Love me in the morning when the sun rises. Love me in the evening when the moon shines. Love me in the daytime, in the nighttime. Love me when you're in the mood. Move me. Move me. Touch me.
The situation's getting worse, the tension is too high. You tell me that you love me, but still you treat me cold. When the nights get lonely, I don't have my man to hold.
Love me or leave me. Love me.
Special, we share the good and bad. Now it seems that you don't need me, it's driving me mad. So baby, won't you tell me, 'cause I've got other plans. Tell me where I stand, because my love is in demand.
Love me or leave me. Love me.
To please you, I lived with the lies, but no longer will I hide the pain I feel inside. But you won't know a good thing until it's gone. So here is my advice to you: love me or I'll be gone.
Love me.
That the situation's getting worse, the tension is too high. You tell me that you love me, but still you treat me cold. When the nights get lonely, I don't have my man to hold.
Love me or leave me. Love me.
But no longer will I have the pain I feel inside. But you won't know a good thing until it's gone. So here is my advice to you. Baby, love me or I'll be gone.
Love me or leave me. Love me.
I know I tried times before. Open up my heart for more, knowing that certainly I'll be sure. And this time I wanna explore, secretly searching for more. I wanna have you.
some more.
Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love and secure too. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love. You make my gray skies blue. Now that I found you, my life has just begun. No more running from this mystery. We like to call life. Only time will tell if you are the one. I guess I never know until I give love a try. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love and secure too. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love. You make my gray skies blue. I have learned to trust myself this time around. That you'll never break my heart. I make our love fall apart. They say love is blind, but you are definitely one of a kind. You totally blow my mind, boy, every time. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love and secure too. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love. You make my gray skies blue. Attraction, infatuation, worship, obsession. This is a real deal. This is a real deal. Attraction, infatuation, worship, obsession. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love and secure too. Seven shades of love is what I feel for you. Deep and romantic too. You make me feel in love.
Have a problem here in beautiful Montreal, Canada. Pleasant good afternoon to you at 15 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I want to know what's happening with these young men in Montreal. I played four of my favorite singers here. Beautiful black women. All who wants to be loved. They're pleading, love me. Opened with a charming young lady, had the pleasure of meeting her across the COVID line, I call it, which is Zoom. By the way, don't forget, log on to Zoom at 4:30. I have an all-star group who is going to talk about somebody that I really admired because she was crazy and sweet. Sonia Biddle. If you knew her, if she walked into the room where you were, you would know she was there. Back to what I was saying. Played four of my favorite singers in Montreal. And they all want to be loved. But I gotta say one thing that I truly love about my singers here in Montreal is how they dress, the respect they have for being a wonderful, beautiful black woman. Family Prayer by the youngest on the lot. Her name is Kayla Allen. Love this young lady. Just love her presentation, how she looks. Kayla, keep it up. Shaka Alien, the mature one in the crowd, and damn. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying nothing because she married and the husband might think me attractive. No, he wouldn't. He's a musician. He knows the life. But beautiful. Well, me not talk too much about this one because everybody knows me love her, all right? Juliet Beautiful Nelson. But she having problems too. She wants somebody to love her. She said, love me. What is wrong with all these young guys in Montreal? In my days, let's not go there. Then I can't say too much because this is like my little niece. Seven Shades of Love. Standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. The diva. But she's still depend it. I fell for you and you left me. Let me address this to these young guys here in Montreal. How are you doing, man? My God. These beautiful, young, beautiful singers, and they all want somebody to love me. Love me. Love me. I'm telling you. Anyway, it stretches in a foolish, mad mood this afternoon because, listen, at 4:30, which is maybe 10 minutes from now, we will be having an all-star talking about the lady that I mentioned. I want to say hello to her husband, Patrick. In the Gazette, they say she was unbridled and unfiltered. That's Sonia Biddle. Yeah, she made you know that she was there with, whether you're rich, poor, black, white, whatever it was, Sonia would make you know she was there. Anyway, I got to say something good. I got to say something about my premiere here. I don't care what nobody says, but I'm going to... Mr. Premier, I know maybe you don't listen to this English show. English. Shut up and stretch your... What? You stretch, stuck on English. But you don't listen to this English show. But I'm going to take my hats off to you. All right? Keep the place closed down. Makes sense to me. Who don't like it, go and hang out in Ontario for a while. No mass, no this, no that. Remember, the premier, he likes his stuff, eh? Maybe I need some, too. But, you know, as I was saying, a happy voice has left us in Montreal, Sonia Biddle. So I want you to get on the Zoom now. Because in 10 minutes, Drew is going to pull up your voice, your looks, everything. And you're going to get one of the person who I had a crush on. Really, I used to go to Jaywood Park and just watch her twing and twang that guitar. She will be on with this group at 4:30, and I'm not telling you her name. You cannot blackmail me, you cannot bribe me, all right? She will be on at 4:30, and she will be talking about this young lady, Sonia Biddle. If you all knew Sonia, you know, she... She didn't give a damn. She's from the famous Biddles family. Of course, her father loaned his name to the Biddles Club. And they use it and chew it up and, you know what I mean? One of the things is, though, you know, I'm just sorry. I'm not going to mention too many other people who passed this week. Because, somebody just corrected me here. His name is Alan Patrick. Okay, that's Sonia's husband. But I call him Patrick. Anyway. What was I saying? It's so many things coming in on this this phone at this set time while I'm talking. But you know, I'm here with you. What I'm saying, yes, I'm sorry I can't, I don't want to mention all the people who passed this week, all the artists, you know, and I just can't, you know, I need a break. After Kent, who absorbed all my energy and love, I just can't talk about, you know, until next week maybe. But I'll mention one artist that 80s, 90s, he was ripping up North America. And he was from beautiful Barbados. Anyway, congrats to my prime minister. Me love that woman there. Me no care what nobody say. She went to the United Nations, etc., etc., etc. And she represented Barbados and the Caribbean. So hats off to me. All who not like it, write CKUT and complain. Because me no care. In other words, folks, if you're from Canada, I don't care. All right? In Jamaica, we say with Minokia. All right? Barbados-born singing star Lewin Jiggs Curtin died in the U.S. last night. Condolences to the people of Barbados. This guy, Funky, my God. You'd never know he was from Barbados or even whatever island. So rest in peace, my brother, to his relatives in Barbados. I want to say hello to my posse, Sister Faith, Bev, Colin, Nico. I hope you wake up, you know, Mr. Nico, Nicholas, DJ Nicholas, that is, and Desmond. I'm slowly roping in Ian, but he's kind of stiff. It's stiff, but that's my friend. The time now is 4:24, coming up on the half an hour. I will be chit-chatting. Not me, but I'm going to get myself a star co-host, and she's going to chit-chat with all the people. And at 6 o'clock, the first voice of reggae on the station that I'm on here now at CKUT 90.3 FM will be back with us to talk about what it was like to be the first voice of reggae. Because, you know, folks, we had nothing in the city. In case you don't know, I can say it over and over. A lot of conversation. I have an article that was written about me. And the first question, why are you on radio 34, 35, 37? I don't even know. I got to ask Butcher T. Why are you still on radio? Because we have nothing here. We as Caribbean people have nothing here but the community station, CJLO, CKUT. So listen, I'm going to stay here until somebody get crazy and get a wave ban and get themselves a thing like what the guy did in Toronto, even though he didn't live to enjoy it. We have nothing here, folks, and we're talking about black this and black that. I would love to have a voice here. Shut up, Stretch, because you're going to get in trouble, all right? Let me play the commercials, because we are supposed to play the commercials. And I don't want Louise slap me. Right after the commercials, we will be we that is a joke. All right. Brother Drew, who you're not seeing right now, he's in the what you call it, the Zoom. So if you wanna lock on to the Zoom, go right ahead. And I'm unmuting here because he says I need to unmute. All right? He's controlling the Zoom today. As always, not today alone. He controls the Zoom. He lets on. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, about 5:25. We're going to talk about 5:15. I'm going to drag him up and let him explain to you what the Zoom, how to get onto the Zoom. And Stretch, shut up and play the commercial, no man, because Lord Louise must be walking around, stamping her feet, and she not have on her slippers. Oh, God. All right, Miss Louise.
See people at Lindsay Auto. St. Charles, door E-N-L Bazaar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here. General inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto, 4 Rue St. Charles. That's over there in El Bazaar. 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto. Lindsay, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The name of this song is simply called The Moment. And at times when we look back at our lives, there's always that very special moment. It's now 4:30 on the hour, and I'm going to turn you over to Gemma Ray Burns, and she's going to introduce some of her friends, and they're going to tell you all about me being in a beauty contest. Not me. Stretch, you're crazy. No. They're going to tell you about the life of a charming lady. If you didn't know her, you could, let me get down this music, you could get annoyed. But I'm just going to leave Gemma to tell you. For me, she wasn't annoying because I enjoyed her company. She has left us. Sonia Biddle, Gemma Rayburn Baines. How are you, my dear? Oh, you have to turn on that microphone. Gemma.
Can't you hear me, Stretch?
I'm hearing you now. It's my fault. Sorry about that. I was born this way. I was born to say sorry. All right, Gemma Rayburn, after such a brilliant, beautiful intro. The one and only Miss Gemma Rayburn Baines, and she's going to tell us about Sonia and her guests. Go right ahead, dear.
Well, 4:30. I'm still waiting for my guests to log on. I see Dale. Dale has just come on. Dale,
good. Payne. All right.
Unmute yourself, Dale. And first of all, Stretch. And I'm waiting for Lorraine Klassen.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a notice saying that Kat Dyson was just called in for dental surgery, so she had to go, but Dale has something that Kat had written for Sonia, so
all right.
She's going to read that.
And but, I began.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Certainly, it's under strenuous circumstances. We've lost a dear friend of the community, one of my dearest friends. I've known Sonia for over 40 years.
Wow.
And when she was a young girl. And it's really, really, really sad to be here today, you know, talking about her death. She's gone too soon. I have with me, and I hope Lorene will come on, Dale King, who is a choreographer and dance instructor, and worked with Sonia when she entered the Miss Black Quebec pageant. And also Lorene Klassen will be joining us momentarily, and she's right now on. And you know, I have to say, Lorene was her first introduction to our Black community, the West Indian community here in Montreal, was at the Miss Black Quebec pageant 1980, when Sonia was a contestant. As I said, welcome, ladies, and thank you for joining us today. I'll just say a little bit about Sonia. As I said, I met her and for over 40 years when I was introduced to her dad, the late Charles Biddle, who owned Biddle's on, I think it was, what's the street?
Don't try to remember the street, Gemma. It's okay.
But it used to be, they used to be like in old Montreal, Jamal. It used to be called the Beatles, but Les Bijoux was his first place.
Exactly. And who introduced me to him was the late Douglas Leopold, Coco.
Yeah. Okay.
So Charles introduced me to his family, his wife Constance, and his son Charles Biddle Jr., and his beautiful daughters, his three daughters, Sonia, Stephanie, and Tracy. Well, we instantly became friends. And in 1980, when I was searching for contestants to enter the Miss Black Quebec pageant, I approached Sonia. She reluctantly agreed to be a contestant, saying that, I don't have any talent. I don't know what I'm going to do. But that was the biggest joke.
That sounds like her.
Sonia brought the house down when she performed a comedic song routine dressed as a man.
I think the
song was I've Got a Girl, Her Name is Sue, or something like that. I remember her doing that and putting a bottle in her pocket. And then while she was singing, the bottle slid down her leg. It was so funny. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that too.
She ended up as one of the finalists in that pageant. And from then, she was always a comedian and full of life and love. Uh-huh. She went on to bigger things since then, of course. She was an actress who appeared in several films. She was active in the Montreal theater scene and is an honorary member of the Montreal Black Theater Workshop.
Yeah.
So Sonia was an incredible popular person and a politician. She was elected as a city councilor in Notre-Dame-de-Grasse in 1998 and served for 5 years with Pierre Bourque's Vision Montreal. She also ran for mayor of Côte des Neiges against incumbent mayor Michael Applebaum. I don't know how many people remember that she ran for the mayor of Côte des Neiges NDG. This girl was fearless.
Yeah.
And as her husband Alan Patrick said in his tribute to her, she was unbridled and unfiltered. We know she was unfiltered, and we will always remember her. And, you know, may she rest in peace. There's a lot of people, I put it up on my Facebook page, and so many wonderful comments came through on the Facebook page. People from, like, Anthony Sherwood, so many people that worked with her and loved her. And one thing they can say, she had a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about her. She's gone, but I can smile because I know she brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. So I'm going to call on maybe Dale King.
Wow.
Because Dale has a little something to read also from Kathleen Dyson.
Like, Kat's going to kill me because I've been trying to unlock what she wrote on her Facebook page, and I haven't been able to get through. She sent me a message that she's hoping that she could still join us. But her and Sonia did have a wonderful, wonderful friendship relationship for many years. And they had these really cute names for each other when they met. Like, she used to call her Sony, and she used to call Kat Minu. That was the names they had for each other. So I'm hoping she's going to get through, because she said, Dale, try and read this piece for me, because it said everything about the relationship, but tech savvy I'm not, so I have not been able to unlock it. So Kat, if you're listening, forgive me, and I hope you're able to get through from your appointment. But I'll say personally for myself, I was lucky enough to be there to know this incredible woman. Like any of us will tell you, she, even when, like, she was just this incredible young woman that always was positive, uplifting. I loved working with her that year in the pageant. And over the years, just, you know, always running into her at some event or some party. I was so happy when she became our city council here back in the day when she was elected. And I happened to run into her on my street because I'm still an NDG girl. Yeah, still here. It was always like, hey, Dale, what's up? What's doing? You know, always. And she cared. She didn't just talk. She really cared about the people around her and the people that were in her life. And you know what I found with her, which was so much fun? Even when she was upset, she could still be funny.
Yeah.
And like, that's a rare thing, because I know when I get crazy, Geminis, it's not pretty. But it's like, she could, like, you could see her, like, okay, let's talk about this. But she could still get her point across without tearing anyone down. Incredible. Like, I was stunned. You know, I knew she was ill, but I didn't know how ill she was. And we lost another one. We lost another one. You know, having gained another one, and we lost one. So, that, you know, but I'll always have wonderful memories of her. I have to say. Thank you.
And Dale was a choreographer in the Mrs.
Yeah.
Black Quebec pageant. Yeah.
I can't dance. Yes, you can. Get it together. Let's go.
I think Dale was everybody's choreographer. She was our main choreographer.
Yeah. And so believe it or not, she still looks good, huh?
I know.
Thank God Zoom comes from here up, and I feel like a goddess. From here down, goddess.
Remember, it's your personality. It's not how you look. But remember about Sonia, it's not how she looked.
Yeah. It was her bit, her energy.
How she met people feel, how she made you feel. So,
yes. Yeah.
Although you do look lovely in those red glasses, for those who are listening, she's got beautiful, nice afro, red lipstick, blood red lipstick, and those.
All glasses. Right.
I need them glasses.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
That's Dale.
I have some appearance all over the house.
Yeah.
And Lorraine worked with her from the time she was a young girl, like in her early 20s. Lorraine was involved with us in the Miss Black Quebec pageant. And Lorraine, I'm sure you have a lot to tell us, because I think you were closest to her in the last few years.
Yes and no, but I'd just like to read what I wrote on my post. Because I wrote something, and I think it was on your post, Gemma's post, but I said, oh, Sonia, broken, your beautiful smile and laughter still rings in my ear, like I can still hear her. So sad to hear of your passing. My condolences to Alan and the boys. I have fond memories of my dear, funny, comedian friend, Sonia. May your soul rest in peace. This is what I said briefly, but as I was reminiscing about Sonia again, so many thoughts and came through my mind. Like I said, she had an incredible sense of humor. She was funny. For me, she made a lot of fun with me because I sing in African languages, and she always used to use words that people, we probably not can use it on Zoom anymore, but she would use words that like, oh, the negras, the Afrique, the Sudan, the Shantan Zulu and Kosa and Kompampakiske, and she would mix French and everything and telling me that, oh, the way I'm singing, but I probably are cursing people through what I'm singing, because I'm singing in African, but she's cursing in telling me all these things. But that's how she was. And her hugs, I remember her hugs. Her hugs were tight. You know the people, when they hug you, they hug you. But she, I thought my bones was going to, that's like she meant it, you know? Mm-hmm. Those tight hugs. And I met a lot of interesting people at Sonia's home when she still had a house then, NDG. She said those parties, you know? Yeah. And she'll call me, she said, Lorraine, you got your concert, bring that Tabanak tickets. We're going to sell some tickets. We're going to sell out your show tonight. And the people, and she said to people, Lorraine Klassen is here. Everybody don't leave the South without buying a ticket from Lorraine Klassen. So she was very good in promoting my concerts, you know, in that way. And I remember when her dad, for those of you who don't know, I won, there used to be a thing in Montreal called a talent show. And it was held at Les Bijoux at that time. That's way before Michelle Sweeney even sang at Les Bijoux. There used to be like a piano.
Yeah. Yeah, I danced back in those days. Yeah.
Yes, gentlemen, they used to come from work and they'll go there, have a drink, and you know, blah, blah, blah. It was a beautiful place. Anyway, long story short, Martine St. Clair won a contract to sign with for that thing. I want to be able to perform at Les Bijoux to do some jazz and whatever. Long story short, I was able to do that with Marguerite Blair. And then when Les Bijoux was now whatever, they moved to the House of Jazz called the Beatles, now downtown. Mm-hmm. I got a gig to perform. Oliver Jones used to be on piano at that time and all this. And Mr. Joe, her dad came while I was performing one day, and he says to me, and that's Sonia's personality, I would see. I think she had her father's personality in many ways. Tell it like it is, don't care if you hurt me or not. And her dad says to me, you sing jazz? Telling me, you are not doing the second set. Go back and do the African Negro song that you're doing. You're not coming back to do some jazz here. And my feelings were so hurt. But what I realized that he really gave me something, stick with what you do. Mm-hmm. And I stopped doing my African song because I was trying to do some jazz and doing all these wonderful things. But he was brutal. He didn't count his words. And sometimes Sonia was like that. She didn't beat around the bush. She'd tell it like it is. And it's so wonderful to have somebody that you know where they stand. Instead of always guessing, you know. So I'm so honored and privileged to have been asked just to add my two little cents. And her photographic memory is embedded in my head. And I went to a farm. I stayed a couple of days at the farm with the horses and the chickens and the dogs and the cats. And I says, I can't deal with this. I was supposed to stay the weekend. I was gone the next day. I said, I can't stay here. I can't handle them cats and them dogs and them horses, and the house is cold. I says, I'm not staying, you know. But so those are the things I think about her. And Alan was he just went along with his wife. He was just a wonderful husband that accommodated her craziness.
May her soul rest in peace. Yes, definitely.
Right. I see Joel is on the line also. Joel, did you know Sonia? You have to unmute.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Because Joel has been around me and everybody else for years.
Yeah. So. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Lorraine.
Yes. So good to see ya.
And Dale, I went to Dale's class once, her dancing class. We wouldn't discuss that, but Lord have mercy, I remember it up to today, and she almost killed me. So that I can't forget. When she said that, she mean dance. You dance so you can't see straight. I have a little something here to read that was updated 15 minutes ago regarding Sonia's life. And it says, Sonia Biddles was born on the 31st of December, 1957. Uh-huh. As the daughter of well-known Montreal jazz bassist Charlie Biddle and the sister of jazz singer Stephanie Biddle.
Uh-huh.
Her mother, a white Francophone woman, was ostracized by other members of her family in the 1950s for having married a black man. Don't we know it all?
Yeah. She
was a noted stage actress in Montreal during the 1980s and early 1990s, appearing in performances of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow Is Enough, Irene and Lillian Forever, A Woman Alone, The Colored Museum, Full Blast, No Men Beyond This Point, The Haunting. And she went on and on and on with all these different movies that she was in, you know. And her political career stemmed from 1998 to along with when she was with the Bourque when Mayor Bourque was in there with the Vision Montreal.
Yeah.
And she also where she ran on the Carey. During the campaign, she was more on the carry side. And I remember also at that time, Reverend Daryl Gray was on the Vision Montreal too, along that time. And I remember meeting Sonia, and like you guys said, her mouth didn't hold butter, you know. It just ran, and whatever she had to tell you, she would tell you, you know. And she would say to me things like, you know, if they bother me, I can cuss out all of them, you know, because I don't care. And she was that type of person that she would tell off anybody. And she was, when I told her that I was working with seniors, she had invited me, wanted me to get a busload of seniors to bring them up to her chicken farm to see the animals and pick the old...
It's therapy.
I said, okay, Sonia. So when you want me to do this thing, when you ready, just call me, because she just call me, come. And she says, I have a lot of vegetables and stuff in the garden. She says, but I'm not going out there to pick them, so you're gonna have to bring all of them and let them pick their own vegetables themselves.
Yeah.
But we never got around to it. But the fact that she thought of that, because you're working with seniors, and you know, and she thought of that as an outing for them to come and see the farm and walk around the farm and everything. But she was such a beautiful person, and she's gonna be missed, you know. Yes. She's really gonna be missed, because every once in a while I would speak to her, and you know, and all she talked about was her lovely farm and her chickens and her horses, and you know, so she was comfortable there on her farm. I guess it was relaxing, you know. We were around all the animals, and so she retired there, her and their husband, and
she was very loved.
Unforgettable.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before we close, I would like to just say, you know, how thankful I am to Stretch let us do this for someone that we care so much about and who brought so much love. I don't know if everybody knows that she and accompanied Mayor Bourque to Trinidad one year to see how the carnival was run.
That's
so that
right.
She can come back and make some nice changes for Montreal Carnival. So she was very into the community, into the Caribbean community. And, you know, on behalf of all of us, want to say thank you. And I just want to thank all you ladies who came on with me today. And I want to just close with a couple words from her husband's obituary. She was loved, and she was a little bit controversial at times, but at the same time, the people that loved her loved her extremely. Yeah. She was a fantastic personality, and that's how we want to remember Sonia Biddle.
Of course.
Thank you, Sonia, for all you've done for our community. Yeah. We will miss you, and may you rest in peace.
For sure.
Thank you, Stretch, for us using this platform to express.
This is what this platform, this is what CKUT Radio is all about, where the Caribbean community is concerned. We're not here for the hit parade. Then you take. And if you try. We're here for the community and the community at large. Sonia Biddle was big in our community. For those of you who do not know, I heard Gemma talked about, Gemma, or is it Lorraine, who talked about the hug of this woman. She grabbed me one day by the park there, and I said, my God, which wrestling team, at the time they had this wrestler in Montreal, she grabbed me, and she says, Stretch, good to see you. I said, my, I'm 6'4", and that woman handled me like I was a 5'7". So I, when I heard she died, as a matter of fact, I was on Facebook and I saw Gemma posted. I said, no. And I called Gemma. I said, you have to acknowledge your friend, what she did and how she took us to believe what we need to believe in the city of Montreal. So I thank you, ladies. Everybody made me, fascinated me. So I'm going to go out of this segment by playing this song for you because I totally believe in this song. If you give a little.
If you're the kind who takes the time.
This is Gramps Morgan. And I'm sure this is Sonia Biddle in every sense of the word. She gave. And she gave to her husband and her two boys.
If you give a little more than you take.
Oh, my God.
And if you try to fix more than you break.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain.
Yes, sir.
There's a place for people like you.
She's gone.
If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak.
She did.
If you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way. There's a place for people like you.
Yes, Sonia.
I've heard up there the streets are made of gold. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve,
rest in peace.
And if you're trying to be the change you want to see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved,
wow.
There's a place for people like you. Streets are made of gold.
Yes, sir.
And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Thank you.
hand to hold.
Thank you, Gemma Rayburn Baines, along with some of the finest ladies in our culture in this city. I think I'm gonna go training, because this is making me cry.
I know you're out there, so keep doing what you do.
Yes, sir.
'Cause there's a place up there for people like you.
I'm sure she'll be finding her place. Ladies, I thank you very much. On behalf of CKUT 90.3 FM, it's your cultural station. Don't be shy to use it. I certainly appreciate the fact that you took time out of your busy schedule to come and sit in with Gemma and I. And Gail, I need that glasses, okay? Thank you. For those of you who do not want to, bringing us up to 5 o'clock with the soca music. For those of you who don't want to take the shot, this is all about for you. This is all about you.
This is for real, yes, this is for real.
The virus is for real, trust me. Clock, it's saying 5 o'clock. We're gonna jump out of the reggae into the soca, and we want you to stay there. Compliments to DJ Nicholas. He will be working on the wheels of steel on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Keep it locked. Call a friend, tell a friend. Soca music. Let me see Gail Leno. Here we go. Here we go.
90.3 FM.
That's us.
West Indian River.
Just in case you didn't know. FM. Want to say much appreciation to Gemma Rayburn Baines and the ladies for dropping by just to acknowledge a fine woman that has gone on to her maker. My name is Howard Carr. Still here after 30-odd years because I love it. We need to get our own station. Hey, not that we're not pleased with CKUT, we certainly are. Aye. Compliments to DJ Nicholas.
It was a gift of persistence. Before I walked the hard road, the road of resistance. All I had was a voice and a little bell, the bill of a choir. Come together and help, so ring the bell.